This Sunday is Prisons Sunday. And as we think of prisons, especially the people who are housed there, categorized as prisoners, I don't know what you have in your mind. I don't know what you think of, your mind, your attitude about them. But today the theme is seeing others through the eyes of mercy. Amen.
Amen.
Seeing others through the eyes of mercy. If you want, it will be through the eyes of Jesus. How do you see other people? An American Catholic writer, Thomas Merton, wrote this: mercy, always mercy, in everything mercy. That's what he writes. Mercy, always mercy, in everything mercy. So when we talk of mercy, what is mercy? Simply, I would say, as I understand, mercy is showing compassion or kindness toward an offender or an enemy. That's all about mercy. When you see others, it's about expressing compassion. It's about expressing kindness. Whoever they are, whatever background they're coming from, it's all mercy. Wherever they come from, they are poor, they are rich. No matter what color they are, their culture, their tribe, it's all mercy. So that's what he's saying, Thomas Merton. Mercy, always mercy. In everything, show mercy. Andrew's presentation, for me, I was just reflecting that, isn't he calling us to be kind to nature? Isn't this campaign project calling us to be kind and compassionate to the creation, to God's creation, to the environment? Yes. In other words, this is the call for us to be caring, for us to be, you know, compassionate, for us to be friendly to the creation, to God's creation. So you can see this is also an act of mercy. Being merciful to the creatures, being merciful to the environment, it's a call to mercy. To which I'm now being pushed to say, if we can be merciful, if we can be kind to creation, to nature, to the environment, what more to our own neighbors, to the people who are created in God's image? If we can be kind, if we can be merciful to the environment, what more to God's people? Because for me, everyone is created in God's image. Just look at the person next to you. What do you see? For me, I see God's image. Amen. So mercy, kindness toward your neighbor, toward anybody else. Because for me, neighbor, if we think of neighborhood, it's not about your next door neighbor. It's about anyone who is created in God's image. So today we are being called to exercise, to express kindness, compassion, love, and mercy toward others. Prison Sunday is second Sunday in October, and it continues throughout the week. And the purpose of this Sunday is the churches together, they agreed to set this Sunday apart. The purpose is for us as Christians to be encouraged to focus our thoughts, our minds, our prayers upon prisoners and their families, victims of offenders, prison staff, and all those working for prisoners and their families. So this is the purpose of Prisons Sunday: for us to pray for them, to think about them, but also to express our mercy, our kindness to them. Again, I want to ask, how do we view prisoners? What is our attitude? What is our minds towards them? Somebody had this to say about prisoners: I want us to see sometimes the negative attitude, the stigma that is placed on prisoners. Listen to this. Prison should be just a building of bricks and mortar with no paint and no hole in the roof if they are lucky. It should have none of the comforts of modern life. And prisoners should be financially self-sufficient in terms of food and drink by working hard to the value of their meals. It is utterly inhuman that the taxes of victims of crime go to fund the luxurious upkeep of the institutionalized criminals. No gym, no snooker tables, no TV. They don't deserve anything. This is somebody's remark. This is their view about prisons. They don't deserve anything. That's what I underlined. And when today's message is saying, seeing others through eyes of mercy, expressing compassion, expressing kindness, expressing love, would you do that to the prisons? Would you and me do that to the prisons? This similar negative attitude towards the outcast is a similar attitude that we hear in the gospel account this morning, according to St. Luke. Luke is presenting us with a situation of people, 10 men, who suffer from leprosy. 10 lepers. They are outcasts. They live out there. Not in contact with anyone. They live out there. This attitude goes back to the Old Testament, where we read from Leviticus, because it was according to the laws of Moses, the Levitical laws. So according to one of these Levitical laws, anyone with such a defiling disease like leprosy must wear torn clothes, let their hair be unkempt, cover their lower part of their face, and cry out, "Unclean, unclean," as they walk in the streets. It was according to the law. So anyone who suffered from leprosy was supposed to be out of the community, out of the society. So if they were to walk about, one thing they need to make sure was to allow and to alert people that not to encounter them, not to come on their way. In some instances, this was done by a herald who would precede these lepers to forewarn the people ahead. Depart, depart from the unclean. This is a stigma which was placed on the people with leprosy. So as we are talking about seeing others through the eyes of mercy, I think in that picture you can see the eyes of mercy. Mother Teresa herself, she demonstrated kindness. She acted love. She acted mercy towards the community. You can see her eyes as she looks into that person. This was not the same for people who suffered from leprosy. See someone with leprosy, it would even mean not just to take your eyes away from them, because they were unworthy, they were undeserving. Their position was helpless. In verse 12, as Jesus entered into this village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. They were in an awful position. They were separated. They were shut out and cast off. They live in an area away from everyone else. Lepers, prisoners. Prisoners, that's what we are thinking of today. They are shut out, separated. Separated from their families, separated from their loved ones, separated from society, because It was the law. Actually, in this case, it was the law, the Levitical law, that separated them. It was the law that cut them out of the society. So sometimes you can understand, you want to understand what law sometimes can do. It can cut people out of touch from others. Shut out. You know, in life, okay, we're talking of prisoners, we're talking of lepers, but sometimes we have people here who can also be in a similar situation, who are cut out, who are separated. Some are separated because of their status. Some are separated because of where they come from. Some are separated because of their color. Some are separated because of their, you know, they have nothing, they have no status. Some people are separated. Amen. Yes. How do you see them? How do you see others? Seeing others through the eyes of mercy. Seeing others through the eyes of Jesus. So if, you know, if the Holy Spirit can indwell in us, you know, all these stigmas, all these labels, well, sometimes we label other people, or this, or that, or he, she, like that. You know, as when Christ is in us, he will enable us to see others like he sees them. Think about the labels we each carry throughout our lives. Maybe you don't know, you might not know, but let me tell you that sometimes you have a label behind. All of us sometimes we have a label behind. When you are walking, whatever your name is, Adam, but behind, they're not saying Adam, or that, or look that. We sometimes have labels. How do you see others? Seeing others through the eyes of mercy. Mercy, always mercy. In everything, it's about mercy. 10 men were shut out. Nelson Mandela, have you heard about him? He was shut out for 27 years. Away in an island, Robben Island, shut out. In an area far away from others. We hear of the Guantanamo Bay in Cuba, where people are shut out. They live far away from the community, far away from society. They miss family, they miss friends, they miss home. They are not in touch. But for me, in this one, the most painful for me, what strikes me is they were even cut out from worship. They could not go to the synagogue. They could not go to the temple because of this stigma. You are lepers. You have leprosy. We have nothing to do with you. They were cut out. I said, sometimes, we're not talking only about prisoners, not about lepers. But sometimes today with people, they go to work, they work, yes. If you see them in the street, they've got an appearance. But sometimes, the life that they live in misery. They live in despair. They live hopeless life. They are shut out. They are not in contact. They are not in touch with anyone. They live just to themselves. So the message today is, friends, Christ can give us hope. Christ can give us hope. We need to be hopeful. We need to be faithful. Because that is his agenda. So when he comes and when he approaches these men, in everyone's eyes, these men were unworthy and undeserving. But here is Jesus. Jesus, the only way to the Father. They stood lepers. They stood afar from him. They could not even get near to him. But Jesus goes to them. When they could not come to him, he came to them. When no one saw them, he saw them through the eyes of mercy. No one saw them. No one had any business with them. But Jesus goes to them. And he says, be cleansed. Be healed. Amen. I love this. When no one sees you, when no one ignores you, when no one has business with you, but I want to tell you, Christ sees you through his eyes of mercy. Why? Because Jesus says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives and freedom to prisoners. That is Jesus' business. He comes to set the prisoners free. Last night, for some of us who attended the concert, Paul Field was singing, God of the meek and the mild, God of the pedophile, God of the junk and the priest, God of the prostitute, God of the prisoner and the free, I come to you. I love this song. This is the God we worship. No matter how you see other people, but he is the God of compassion, the God of love, the God of mercy. He sees everyone equal before his eyes. Some prisoners have committed crimes that we think is beyond God's forgiveness. That's what we think. That's our attitude. That's our mind. That's our bias. But sometimes it is not true. We should see others through the eyes of Jesus, through the eyes of love, through the eyes of mercy. There's this testimony from one prisoner. Please, Andrew, can show us as we come to conclude. Seeing others through the eyes of mercy. A prisoner had this to testify. It's a testimony from the prison. I really feel the peace of God, the love of God, the joy of the Holy Spirit. For me, it's all about grace. None of us could end this. It's all grace and the love of God. And how he can take someone from the gutter and impact their life and turn it around for his good. This is a testimony from an ex-prisoner. This is what God can do. It doesn't matter how you see other people, but we are talking about a God full of love and compassion who can turn around, who can transform, because he's a God of love, God of mercy. His love is unlimited. It has no measure. It is unconditional. Unlimited grace. That's our final slide. Unlimited grace. Please, in the eyes of mercy, I think let's just recite this together. In the eyes of mercy, no one should be false. Feel pity for the man you even more would fall. The area and size of mercy is limitless. So may God enable us to be merciful, to be kind, to be loving to one another, because that's one of his commandments. Love one another. Amen.